We're going to study from the Sfas Emes, Parshas Balak, Shnas Tov Reish Mem Chet. Balak Tov Reish Mem Chet, in these editions, on the left side bottom, page 245. So, Bilam is on his way to do Balak's bidding. Say that quickly, 10 times. Balak doing his best to destroy Am Yisrael. Bilam is going to do the Kololo, he thinks, that will get the job done. And the first one to really speak out against it all in a definitive way, besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu, first tells him, don't go. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you really want to, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Im lekro lecha ba'ova anoshim, kum lechita, then you can go. After he goes, on the way, on Bilam's way to Balak, the impediment put in his way is by the Malach. Forces of Shemayim that only the donkey can see. He's riding on this donkey, and the donkey knows this is too dangerous. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Now, the donkey doesn't know exactly where there is or why, but he sees this great danger, and that it's clearly not meant for us, meaning I, the donkey, and you, Bilam, riding me. We're not supposed to go there. It's too dangerous. But the donkey sees it, and man doesn't. Bilam doesn't. Now, the important part of what we're going to study is the expression shalosh v'gola, that when the donkey is now struck 3 times viciously by Bilam, Vayitach Hashem espia asai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes this miracle, and now the donkey speaks v'tomer l'Bilam, and the donkey says to Bilam, Me'azisi l'cha, what have I done to you to deserve this? Ki hi ki sani zeh shalosh v'golim. You've struck me now 3 times. It's obvious when you use the expression shalosh v'golim, you're thinking shalosh v'golim. So shalosh v'golim is proper dikduk, and shalosh v'golim is pesach shavuos and sukkis without proper dikduk.
So
clearly, and use the expression shalosh v'golim, and as Rashi quotes the Medrash, remaz lo. He's hinting to him, he's saying to the master, he's saying to Bilam, riding him, Atame vakesh lakor uma hachogeges shalosh regalim bashana. You want to destroy people who are celebrating the shalosh regalim? Now, how many mitzvahs are there in the Torah? 613 mitzvahs. The obvious question is, there are so many great meritorious moments in Jewish life where we have so many mitzvot, and there's so much schar, and there's so much that engages us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, and it's because of those mitzvot that we serve Him and He loves us and He wants us to serve Him more, and we are endeared to Him, and that's why He's not going to let anything bad happen to us. He's not going to let Bilam blaspheme or curse us. Now, I could pick any one of many fantastic mitzvot that express our unique, special relationship to our country. Shabbos, as an example. I mean, what is it that we do uniquely? Telling the world, showing the world, the Kodesh who created everything. It's His world. This is one example. But there are so many mitzvahs. There are 612 other mitzvahs. Why is it that the donkey is saying, I'm not going to say that the donkey chose that mitzvah, but why is the donkey made to say, caused to say, you want to destroy the people who are Eilu Regel? Go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Beit HaMikdash 3 times a year. Now, once you put it in those terms, you say it's about the Aliyah LeRegel, so then we understand we're talking now about something that has to do with the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just the Yom Tovim and the coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the seeking Him out. Sfas Emes has a very important answer to this all, and then he shows us a path through the entire parsha. Let's begin. The Medrash. Shalosh v'golim ramaz loy, that this donkey was hinting to Bilam, shepikish lakor umma hafagegis shalosh v'golim, it's not going to happen. You will not succeed. You want to try to destroy people who are celebrating and who are mekayim being over regular 3 times a year. It'll never happen. V'lama dafka mitzvah zu. Why this mitzvah of all mitzvahs? Daha shalosh regalim sha'olu b'nei Yisrael regel. The shalosh regalim are an edus shehemim yuchadim li yerushas Haaretz Ubeit HaMikdash. Shalosh Regalim is, of course, to be with the Kaddish Baruch. But it's to be with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in where Hashem says there's holiness, where the Shekhinah is, because Hashem causes this land and that part of Yerushalayim specifically to have the Shekhinah and its presence proximal to man, with man in a unique way. Which man? Only Yisrael. And he shows it from the Psukim, and it's a pasuk in Kuf Chav Beis in Tehillim. First of all, the pasuk says how important the place. Yairah kol zechurcha b'makom asher yivchar. The point is that the people should come to that place. Uksiv, in Kuf Chav Beis in Tehillim, shesham olu shvatim shiftei ka edus liYisrael. They went to Beis HaMikdash, they're going to Yerushalayim, that's Eidus. Eidus liYisrael. So the Radak and others in the path, following the path of the Radak, they say Eidus liYisrael means that for everybody to come and everybody finds their place in Yerushalayim, it could be Mechil, that it could encompass the hundreds of thousands or millions of people. And then, like on Yom Kippur in the Azara, when we hear the name of Hashem and everybody, you know, goes down to bow, it's impossible with hundreds of thousands. No, no, but it was. At an Eidos, this is, I'm a Kaddish, and Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us and wants us there. And the Sasema says, exactly. He wants us there because it's ours. He wants us there because there's a symbiotic connection between the holy people and the holy place. And then, of course, the third aspect is holy time. Let's see on the table. Shalosh Regalim. It's the holy people in the holy place at the holy time, which is the concept of Olam, meaning the physical world, Shana, time, and the cycle of time, and Nefesh, the people, human souls. So that's what Bilam is now being told by this donkey. The donkey is saying, you're never going to separate these people from this land. And it's because of that centrality of the Beis HaMikdash that this land is designated for this people. And they're going to walk from wherever they are in the land and come all the way to that Beis HaMikdash three times a year. And what does it say about those who are Oyel Regel? Lo yachmod ishes artzcha, that there won't be a nation that will even think about trying to take land, take property, while we go away, they're going to try to come in and encroach on the gvul, on the borders of the land. Not even a thought, because this land is yours, and this mitzvah shows that it's yours. And that's also part of the Eidus. So interesting that the pasuk says, Shem Olus Shvatim Shiftei Ka Eidus L'Yisrael. It doesn't say Eidus L'Bnei Yisrael, or Am Yisrael, and it doesn't say Eidus L'Eretz Yisrael. Eidus L'Yisrael. So, it apparently, according to the Sassanis, would be perfect because that's the Eidos. It is Eidos L'Yisrael, that Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael come together, are meant by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design to work together. And he continues in this vein. Let's see.
This is a very different approach from what Shimshon Hirsch. Because Shimshon Hirsch made a famous statement, Eretz Yisrael is not the land of the Jews. It's the land of the Torah.
But it's the land of the Torah people. It's the land of the Torah people. There's no Torah in this world without the people of Torah. But his point is that it's all these ways of life and mitzvot that we do and accomplish in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just, of course, just the physical presence. Let's continue. V'chein Amar Oisei Rasha. What is it he says in his first of three times that he speaks about us? Bilam says, Ki meirosh tzurim erenu, umi gva'ois ashurenu. I see them from the high precipices and from the high mountains and hills. The avos and imahos, says Rashi. Says the Sasem is a completely different pshat, derech pshat. He says, Lepi pshuta, she'ro'o b'nevua, Bilam saw prophetically, ki kol tzur v'giva, every rocky, craggy point and hilltop in Eretz Yisrael is miyuchad levnei Yisrael. I see them and I see the land. Because the land was created as the most important place and for the place of Kedusha in this world. 10 levels of Kedusha leading to the Kedusha Kedushim in the ultimate. And the people who are going to bring out that Kedusha through the mitzvahs that they do in that
land.
Ve'eretz Yisrael asher himchil Hashem Yisbarach la'voseinu v'lanu einoy v'mikra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is your inheritance, this is your nachla. It's not the mikra. It's not Hashem said, okay, let's find the right place, a good place, nice piece of real estate. Got some hills, got some valleys, got some lakes. You know, nice, good. Okay, here I'm giving my beloved people this nice land. No, it's entirely from the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvayochel thinks about creating, the Vashefer said, there's going to be the Eretz and the Am and the Eretz called Yisrael. And one is fashioned with the other and for the sake of the other. And with that in mind, both are created. Rakesh Yabara Ha'olam V'Haya Yisrael Ha'olam Eretz Yisrael. That it was from the beginning. It was Bereshis Bara, and Rashi tells us, Shul Yisrael, Shenik Bereshis. But that means that beginning the creation of the earth and every morsel of it, every clod of earth in Eretz Yisrael has a purpose and had Am Yisrael in mind when it was created. With the rest of the world, ancillary to that Tabur Haaretz, that's Chazal call Eretz Yisrael, K'moy Kein B'nei Yisrael, Yisoid HaNefashas, who creates man for what purpose? For the nefashos of Yisrael, v'chol hatziur shel Eretz Yisrael u'beis hamikdash, the shape and design of Eretz Yisrael and of the Beis Hamikdash, who mechuvon litziur shel bnei Yisrael, they are patterned after the nature of spiritual nature of and the mitzvos to be accomplished by Am Yisrael. He says, look at the mission in Avos to Yisrael. It says in Avos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hamisha kinyanim, so to speak. And I always wondered exactly what do we mean when we say, and we say three times a day, it's so important, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, V'koyna HaKol. What should our kavanas be? Now we look at the mission in Avos, and we think about the place Am Yisrael has, and we're describing ourselves as, you know, the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, who you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously have that special kinyan of Avraham, and then through Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And of course, you have a kinyan of Shemayim Ba'aretz, and a kinyan of Torah, and a kinyan of Am Yisrael, and a kinyan of Beis HaMikdash. Those are the five kinyanim. But Koini HaKol says the Tzatzem, it's also not just five separate things. They're not disparate kinyanim individually. V'chol Eila HaKinyanim Shayachim Ze Lo Ze. The kinyan of Avraham obviously leads to the kinyan of Yisrael. The kinyan of Yisrael necessitates the kinyan of Torah, because why would he take Yisrael unless Yisrael, unless Am Yisrael will be the people of Torah? And then, obviously, the kinyan of the base of Beis HaMikdash, because that's where we're going to do Avodah. So, all of these kinyanim, and then from there, kinyan Shemayim Va'aretz. Now that you have the right people and the right place to do the right things, you surround it with the rest of the world. So those are the five kinyanim. Bilam wants to rip this all apart. That's what Balak wants to do. They want to separate Am Yisrael not only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but from Eretz Yisrael. V'la'asher Amar, this is all in response to what Balak said when he called Bilam, when he summoned him. What did he say? Ulay nakeboy va'agorshanu min ha'aretz. So, at first glance, he says, va'agorshanu min ha'aretz means that, you know, we'll wipe him off the face of the earth. Wipe him off the face of the earth. Medrash Bamidbar Rabba says, no, it means specifically, va'agorshanu min ha'aretz. We're not going to let them get into Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to let them take their nachla that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to have. So therefore, says the Sasevitz, v'la asher omar, and in response to, contrary to what Balak said, the agar shanim naretz, her aloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right off the bat, the first message, through the donkey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to him, ki ha'aretz miyuchad lohem. This land is miyuchad. It's specifically crafted because of how Am Yisrael must live in it. Uksid, also, in Bilam's words, Mi mana afar Yaakov. Who can even count Afar Yaakov? So, literally, you know, that we are like the Chol Asher Al Sfasayam, but the Medrash says no. Mimuna Afar Yaakov means the mitzvot that we do, Afar Haaretz, we can't plant just any way we want. Mitzvot Kilayim, and then when something comes up, and it comes up, you have to be Mekayim mitzvot early, you can't even take it to eat right away, and all the other mitzvot that we do, Afar Haaretz. Mimana Afar Yaakov. So all of the ideas, Balak and Bilam, that are all about keeping us away from Eretz Yisrael. So, of course, it's not only to save the land for other people, because they know that when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and we accomplish what has to be accomplished, it's transformative for the planet, and it's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's going to make differences in history. More importantly, it's going to make differences to all of the world and to its people. And that's what they want to avoid. They don't want that everything that Am Yisrael should accomplish in Eretz Yisrael will change their way of life, their hedonistic way of life, their superstitious way of life, their idolatrous way of life. Pirish mitzvahs shehem chayvas karka v'naragin ba'aretz kihem tikunim, says the Sefemis, hem tikunim. Those are tikkunim, meaning they change the world. You do mitzvahs, you're accomplishing things not only here, but in the spiritual world, in the Rekiei HaShemayim, these are tikkunim. Every mitzvah that's tluya ba'aretz, hashayachim ba'aretz Yisrael, they're accomplishing tremendous tikkunim. Ve'ein mi sheyetaken zayt, and there's no one else who can, rak b'nei Yisrael. If a goyim who come here and do something like we would call kilayim, is it kilayim? Of course not. Does it accomplish anything? Of course not. And if they don't use the grapes of a vine for the first 4 years, does it accomplish anything? Of course not. It's meaningless. But when Am Yisrael lives this way, with the land and its product and its soil, tremendous holy accomplishments, that's what Balak and Bilam are trying to subvert. Uksib. Now he says a fact. He says, means that every physical clod of earth in Eretz Yisrael is made with a pattern that spiritually reflects Bnei Yisrael. And it's based on Midrash and based on the Zohar HaKadosh, that there's no clod of earth in Eretz Yisrael that's happenstance. It just happens to be there. Every topographical, specific hill, valley, mountain in Eretz Yisrael represents a specific desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is reflected in a specific trait of Am Yisrael and of Nefashos of Am Yisrael. You know, next week in Parshas Pinchas, we're going to read again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says before they come into Eretz Yisrael, count Bnei Yisrael again. What was the counting for? That was because we were about to do Chalukas Ha'aretz. We're about to have literally come into the land and divide up the land. Well, how is it done? Alpi Gairo. It was done by Gairo, which means that there is a Kedusha in a particular piece, a dunam of Eretz Yisrael, that fits this particular Yid. And then there's another dunam someplace else that fits that particular Yid. And the Shvatim have their specific places geographically because it fits who they are and what they have to accomplish. And that's the counting. The counting of Yidin in Parshas Pinchas is because each Yid is going to be kifi his gadlus, kifi his kaychais, kifi the mitzvot and how mitzvot are going to be done by that Yid. This particular part of Eretz Yisrael is particularly suitable, mesugal, for this Yid. So that's what he's about to say. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who prepared every clod of earth in Eretz Yisrael for Zera Yaakov. Just as the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says that there's nothing accidental in all of the Bria, that all the bodies of water and the great masses and the land masses and the Midbar and the wilderness and the areas that are not arable, where you can't plant and can't grow anything, everything is completely planned out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimadad b'sha'aloi mayim, I think the pasuk reads, v'kol b'shalish afar ha'aretz. Because it's not accidental. Just as Yeshayahu tells us that everything and every part of the landmass and of the water and of the midbar, everything is planned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, came Mimana Afar Yaakov. So too, when it says Mimana Afar Yaakov, in Bilam's words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Afar Yaakov, meaning the dust and the earth of Eretz Yisrael, it's all with a plan. Ulechol Girgure Afar Me Eretz Yisrael, for every granule of earth in Eretz Yisrael, Miuchadim Napshois Pratiyos Mi'Yisrael. There are certain nefeshes that are, so to speak, alive in this particular part of the land, or in this particular part of the land, in these clods of earth. We are very much a part and one with the land, because we are the holy people for whom the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is made so, with the Beis Hamikdash at the pinnacle of that Kedusha. Says the Asam about Sholish Regolim, you want to rip these people away from and hold them back and prevent them from inheriting their land? Not just that, of course, they're going to do the mitzvah, so therefore they deserve it. No. That's not beyond simple pshat, says the Tzatzemes. There's a relationship that brings them together inseparably so. That's why they're going to be in that land, and they're going to traverse the land from north to south and south to north and all come together to Yerushalayim at once, because it's their place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place and do the mitzvahs of this place. And you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna let you stand in the way of that fulfillment, where it's so destined for this people and this land to be one and accomplished uniquely in this world, what only this people on this land can accomplish? You think that the Almighty is going to let you subvert that plan? That's what the donkey was saying. The donkey was saying when he said, "Shalosh Regalim." It's all about the relationship of this people to the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about and plans from the day of Ma'aseh, from the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis. You will not succeed. And so here we are today, Dapshin Pei Dalet, and with Hashem's help, those who are trying to say, and they're saying it, right? Nakeboy, let's smite them ba'agorshanu min ha'aretz. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, and in the schus of the mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim that Yid will and must do here, then the bond of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the kesher will become, and the symbiosis will become tighter and tighter and tighter, and even the donkey will be able to tell the world, forget about it, it's never going to work.
Yeah. We need to, it's not that it should be shown to America.